was your mother and father's education?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, they both was educated. Well, they might not have been educated, but went to school here. Mm-hmm. Finished out of school here.
What finished, what, eighth grade or?
About the eighth grade, something like that. Because mm-hmm. that's what I finished in when I went off to Zion College in Salisbury, North Carolina. I finished eighth grade and went there because the school was on 11th and Cliff Street then. Because of school there. Mm-hmm. And after I hit the eighth grade there, I went to Salisbury, North Carolina, spent 2 years in American, Zion College.
Was that 2 years past high school?
From first to eighth grade, not.
Oh, so you finished the eighth grade in Chattanooga? Mm,
yeah.
And then went to Zion College?
Went to Zion College and stayed 2 years there. Oh. And after I came back from there, I was supposed to go back. Mother wanted me to be a preacher. Pretty almost man, man. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go back at school because that was a Methodist school, you understand? Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to be a preacher. I didn't have that in my head. When I came back to Chattanooga, that's when I started working set up. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've been out for myself. I've had to go around, beg, do nothing like that.
Well, tell me, what do you know about your grandparents? Just the history of your family.
The family is the only thing I remember.
Just your mother and father?
My grandmother. I remember her long back then. She died, and I just remember when. That's the only one I don't know, my grandfather.
Do you know very much about your grandmother's life? About what
well, she was just elderly on earth. When she died, she was an old lady, but she had common sense in the head. Mm-hmm. She was social. Mm-hmm. She was good people. Mm-hmm. And after she died, that's all I can give recommendations to her.
Well, what had she done during her life? Did she ever work?
Nothing, no. Mm-hmm.
Did any of you ever work on a farm? You've been in the city most
in the
of your
city.
Life. Okay, tell me a little about your wife.
Well, she's in Cincinnati, Chicago now. The reason why she left, on account of my feet and legs going down, and the job I had at the Tallahoe restaurant was cut out. It was torn down now. Mm-hmm. And when it was torn down, I worked around his house. Mm-hmm. As a butler, that's when my legs went bad on me. And when I told him, Tally, I said, I'm going to have to leave you. Yeah. Leg getting bad and I can't hardly walk. So what am I going to do? The first thing I know of doing, when I can find out the city hall about some protection of my leg, because I can't take care of myself. I wasn't going to Social Security then. Because I just had wrote a slip. Put in for my Social Security. Mm-hmm. And he told me exactly what to do, and I went to the city hall, and this pole was sitting there. And I explained to her, I said, well, Robert, you come back tomorrow, and I'll leave word here exactly what to do for you. And when I went back the next day, while the fellow was there, this is Robert. So, yeah, this is Robert Finney. Came out and just pulled the sentence. Mm-hmm. Been out here ever since. Not here. Ever got the opposition where I can go to town two or three or four times a month or whenever I go. Mm-hmm. During that time, I didn't have to beg nobody for no money because all those officers, they give me recommendation up there in the office right now. Mm-hmm. Bring a car, Robert. Got something for you to do. All right, man. In the morning when they go to the office. Well, I had all day long to watch that car. And when they get ready for it, 3 o'clock, it was ready.